Eric Knorr is the music manager at the Troy Haner Cultural Center. I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus. How long have you been at the Troy Haner Cultural Center?
So I believe I've been the host of the Drawing Room Series for a year and a half, 2 years, I think. And now my new role is music manager. There's a lot of different music in multiple genres that happens at the Haner. It's really fun, and it seems to fit me because I swim in a lot of different genres, doing Broadway, playing the last waltz, all of those things. So
what's happening with the Drawing Room Series?
Coming up, we have four concerts remaining in the season, January, February, March, and April. And January is our principal string quartet from the Dayton Philharmonic. February is two of my colleagues at the University of Dayton, Dr. Andrea Chenoweth-Wells and Dr. Ryun Kim, who will be performing music by women composers. And then in March, we have our University of Dayton faculty woodwind quintet. And in April, we have Leslie Stratton, principal harpist for the Dayton Philharmonic, and her friend Gretchen German, who will be joining her on flute.
So we've talked a lot about the chamber music at the Haner, but what else are you in charge of now as the music manager?
So I've been lucky enough to step into a role that Terry Lynn Meese created that is really widespread in terms of the genres that the Haner offers. So they do an annual jazz concert in March, which is curated by Kago, and he does an excellent job. He travels to New York, he finds artists, he books them and brings them here, so it's kind of pretty much a no-brainer for me. He does a lot of that. And then we have an annual Hammer Dulcimer concert, as well as a Juneteenth concert. And then in the summertime, things really open up with outdoor concerts. We have four concerts called the Lucky Lemonade Series every Tuesday in July. And then the Fridays on Prouty Series is a citywide effort, but sponsored by the City of Troy, Troy Main Street, and the Haner. Usually it's every Friday in July and the first two Fridays in August, but there's some construction projects that are happening in the City of Troy this year that may delay some of that. Those are anything from a blues band to a country band to a horn band, so it's a wide variety of acts that I get to find and book.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun that you're going beyond just the Troy Haner building. You're going into the downtown Troy, into the plaza.
Correct, yes. And I've played there for years in different roles with the Air Force Band of Flight, with the Dayton Philharmonic Concert Band. It's a wonderful community. It reminds me a lot of my hometown of Worcester, Ohio, and it's really what drew me to the job, to be honest with you, because it's such a wonderful place. The Haner Center was gifted to the City of Troy by Mrs. Haner, and for a while was the public library in the City of Troy, and then returned to being kind of just the house, the city's house, and the public library for the City of Troy was built next door to it. We also do a thing called Porch Fest, Troy Porch Fest. I know Porch Fest happens in a lot of different communities, but Troy Porch Fest happens every September, in the early part of September.
And you're in charge of that, too?
I am.
That's a lot of booking for that event.
It is. There's a lot of coordination that has to happen, but the bands are able to sign up, and sign-ups are open now. So if you're a local band and are interested of any variety or genre, please sign up. There's all kinds of different cultural things going on there. It's not just music, so there's lots of art displays. It's the city's house, so it's open every weekday from, I believe, 9 to 5. And so there's a docent there that you can come in and introduce yourself, and they can give you a tour of the house. But it's basically maintained as it was all the way back then. And you can take tours. There's a ballroom on the third floor that actually has a stage for bigger events. All of the events that we offer are free events. It's an incredible cultural resource that is really not that far from downtown Dayton, and certainly within the listening community for WDPR and all the satellite stations.
Eric Knorr, the music manager at the Troy Haner Cultural Center. Get more details at troyhaner.org. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's listener-supported Discover Classical.